This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We head out to the waitfor.com hotline. We talked to our buddy Felipe Cardenas. Of course, he is the soccer writer for The Athletic. TheAthletic.com is where you can check out all of his work, and you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Felipe Carr. Felipe, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes on the show this evening.
How's it going, John?
I am good, and Atlanta United is good after a couple of victories. And, you know, I was on vacation all last week, so didn't get to see as much. But, you know, one of the things I was looking at, some of the stats is, you know, I guess, Felipe, if you can't shoot the ball against Atlanta United, you can't get shots off against them, you stand a pretty good chance to win, because I believe that they only gave up a few shots over these last couple of games. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the story of Atlanta United over the last two games, that defensively they've been a lot better. But remember, they had to. This was a solve that Gonçalo Pineda, the head coach, had to make. They have been leaking goals, 35 goals, if I'm not mistaken, conceded in 21 games. It's among the highest in the league, just a +4 goal differential, which in the end, I mean, this doesn't bode well. It doesn't, you know, this is a team that the spine of the team hasn't been great. That's what wins you championships in every league. And so the positive is that over two games, everything that they've been working on in training, there's been a bit of a switch in the formation of playing with three center backs and just being a little bit more sound defensively. All that has come to fruition with two consecutive shutouts. So it is positive, but I think it's still much of a work in progress, especially defensively. So work to do.
Do you think they've played better over these last couple of weeks than they did at the very beginning of the season? Or do you still think the beginning of the season they got off to a really hot start and that was their best soccer that they've played?
No, I think the beginning of the season was, it's just so hard at the start of MLS to know who's going to be great and who is just sort of on that beginner's hot form. And I think that's what Atlanta was. You know, the soccer wasn't great to begin with. The goals were pretty spectacular from Thiago Mata. And I think in the end, they did take care of business with those, I think, four or five games at home. But you know, I think that it's gotten better over the last two games because tactically I mentioned the three defenders in the back and just playing with more of a more solidified system. I think, you know, you can see the players understanding a little bit more, like what to do, both defensively and in the attack, progressing the ball forward. There seems to be a bit more intention in the way that they've played, and that's credit to the staff. They don't have their center forward. They don't have Giakoumakis, and the big Greek center forward is supposed to be that missing puzzle piece. Like if you know you've got a guy up there that can finish goals for you, but you have players that are technical and know how to get the ball into the box, like Brooks Lennon, for instance, really having a really strong year on that right wing. You're going to win games, but they haven't been able to keep Giakoumakis healthy. So that's another huge question mark moving forward.
Felipe, talk about and walk me through some of the changes in this roster. I mean, I thought Andrew Gutman was having a really good season for them. And, I mean, was this a reaction to, okay, we've got to shake up this roster, or were they just too good of a deal to pass up? I mean, walk me through and help me with Franco Ibarra, with Andrew Gutman. I mean, you know, it seems like that these guys have been consistently in the lineup. And Gutman, I thought, played really well this year. I was at the game a couple of weeks ago where he scored. What has led into all of this change in this roster over the last couple few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we're the summer window, and Garth Lagerwey, the CEO and president, has always said that they were going to make moves to try to improve the team. And this is a team that, you know, currently sitting in seventh place in the Eastern Conference, they've got to get better. You know, I really think that it's still a team that, yes, has talent in some parts of the field, but they're still young. They still have players that are growing into the league. Thiago Almada, obviously, just an excellent talent, but still a young player, not someone that you can just hoist everything on top of his shoulders and expect him to lead the team. And I mentioned the spine. You know, it's been a revolving door in central midfield. Like, who's going to own that spot? So they signed a player, a more experienced player in Tristan Mbuyamba from the second division of France, a team in the second division in France. And he's a defensive midfielder, can play a little bit more attacking as well. But he's, I think, for me, a signing to just add some bite, stability, and experience in the middle of the field. Andrew Gutman, you mentioned, you know, I think for me, this is probably an example of he had some value in the league. And the team, Atlanta United, took it. They took the value. They get some cash that they can use to sign perhaps an upgrade in that position, or just add it to the cap, and sign a more explosive attacking player. You know, I think Andrew Gutman was just a player that they felt they could get some really good value from. And you know, Franco Ibarra. If you haven't read my interview with Franco Ibarra, I spoke with him exclusively, for The Athletic after he was loaned to Toronto FC. And the reason that he was loaned is because, you know, he's an under-22 player. That's a new initiative in the league. Each team can sign three under-22 players and essentially pay what you want for them. It's almost like three new DPs. The problem with Atlanta United is that they signed four players, four under-22 players, so one had to go. And Carlos Bocanegra and the front office decided that, because, again, similar to Andrew Gutman, Franco Ibarra had value within the league. He was the one that they could move, essentially. The other two players, Edwin Mosquera and Eric Lopez, they were unable to move. They're just not the caliber of player that other teams are really wanting. So I think that was an unfortunate incident, because I think the human side of trades, and I know, you know, John, you know how it is in American sports. Players get traded on a whim, and they sometimes they find out on SportsCenter, sometimes mm-hmm. they find out on Twitter. In soccer, it's much different. And I think MLS is sort of in this gray area where players sometimes, international players, get caught off guard with, you can have a contract and you can just be sent to another country, which is what happened with Franco Ibarra. And he was really upset with the way it was handled and the fact that he was told on a Wednesday and told that he was a TFC player the next day. So, again, I think certainly Atlanta United probably feeling they can even upgrade there as well, though.
Felipe Cardenas, soccer writer for The Athletic, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So the window will close August 2nd. Do you anticipate more moves? Do you anticipate anything else happening between now and then? I mean, they still have obviously plenty of time. So what could be next for Atlanta United?
Well, again, like I've said this probably on your show several times. I continue to say it, like, yes, they have Thiago Motta. Yes, they have a player like Caleb Wiley that can run up and down that left wing and tirelessly, right? But I still think they're missing that player that is a real, real difference maker in the attack. Someone that's just really difficult to handle. If you're a fullback, you don't want to face him. If you're his coach, you can really rely on him for assists, goals. You can play him in different positions in that front three. And that's not a player that Atlanta United has. And I really do think that dynamic winger, which is really key for a lot of MLS teams, a lot of teams right now that are playing well have that type of player. Now, that would be an interesting move for Atlanta United in this summer window. Can they sign a real difference maker in the attack and really, really help with Gonzalo Pineda when he looks down the bench? Or can he just add a little bit more fuel to the attack? Because sometimes it does sputter still. So I think that's one move. And then we have to wait and see, like, what happens defensively. Are they going to look to upgrade the back line? I don't really think that's something they'll do in the summer window. I think that could be a winter move because Miles Robinson's contract will be up. And what my colleagues at The Athletic have reported is that, you know, they believe Miles Robinson may want to test free agency. And so that's going to change the team a lot if he decides to move on. But what happens in the attack with Giacomakis day-to-day and really struggling to stay healthy, you know, that's something that I think in the end could set this team back come playoff time.
You know, and I don't disagree with you, but my question would be, you know, how easy it is to find those guys. I mean, you know, again, everybody wants a guy who can score 30 points a night in the NBA. There aren't a whole lot of those guys running around, right? I mean, there aren't, right. You know, there aren't those dynamic players that can be difference makers. I mean, look, I don't know if you want to call it luck or whatever like that, but, you know, Joseph Martinez, besides being a dynamic player, it was always, okay, in case of emergency, break glass, Joseph will come in and he'll score a goal and we'll be fine. How many of those guys are running around MLS, or how many of those guys are even available to add to a roster like Atlanta United?
Yeah, it's hard. I think those there's just a handful of players, and they're among the top players in the league. You know, you look at Bouanga at LAFC. He's sort of that type of player that you can play him on the wing and play him as a center forward. Really difficult to handle, very tricky, tons of stamina, endurance, and he can score. And he's a top player. He's an experienced player. Players like Carlos Vela, you know, he's much more experienced veteran player. But those are guys that once you get them, you've got to keep them. You know, you've got to sign them to long-term contracts and build around them. I think that's been a big problem for Atlanta United, building around players. They just ship players out too often, and that's led to a lot of the inconsistencies and the instability, I think, of the roster. That's something that Garth Lagerwey, you know, told me he wants to fix. You know, you've got to keep players around. You've got to keep coaches around in order to build towards that continuity. And then to answer your question about just are there 30 goal players out there, it's hard. That's why it's, you know, the center forward in world soccer, that's always the big, big money signing, because they are so rare to get prolific goal scorers. And to get them to MLS is even harder. You know, you're facing and challenging against some of the top teams in the world. That's why MLS has chosen to go younger. And then the gamble there is, well, he might be a really good player, but he's an inexperienced player. And so I think they found their guy, Giacomakis. I really do. He's very different from Joseph Martinez. I don't know if he'll ever come close to Joseph's numbers. I really think in the end we're going to look back and think Joseph Martinez really was one of a kind in MLS, but Giacomakis is, you know, he can be great in this league, I think. He just has to stay healthy, and the team has to be stronger around him. They have to be able to win games, like you mentioned, tight games, close games, maybe games that are a little bit ugly, and then know that they have goal scorers really to finish off opponents. Right now you're still not really sure, like, what Atlanta United is going to do against top competition in MLS, but certainly trending up as we speak.
Last question for you, Felipe. So this should be a pretty good litmus test tomorrow night, right? I mean, Atlanta United's got a couple of wins against a couple of decent teams. I mean, obviously Philadelphia pretty good. You know, Montreal, they are what they are. But you're going up to New England. You know, again, road games in MLS are always a challenge. Obviously, New England is one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. So this feels like it's a pretty good litmus test about where Atlanta United is they are a little bit hot. They're playing better defensively. Like, this feels like an important match. Maybe in the grand scheme of things, it's not so important. But it does kind of feel like, okay, there's a lot of momentum behind Atlanta United. Why not try to find a way to go up there and at least get a point, but maybe even three?
Yeah, I think the look at – I mean, honestly, again, I think you're going to hear the players say we're going for 3 points and that's our goal no matter where we play. But a draw in New England is going to be just a great point for Atlanta United. This is to your point, New England's a good team. They've got a really great coach, a historically great coach in Bruce Arena. Carlos Hill, a former MVP, you know, one of those dynamic number 10s that has punished Atlanta often. You know, this is a team that Atlanta has struggled against New England. And you're playing at Foxborough, as you know, like, it's just one of those strange sort of football stadiums, NFL stadiums. The turf isn't great. New England, very comfortable there, though. And it can be just a difficult place to show up and play a soccer game and win. And so it's going to be a huge test. I agree with you. I think it's a huge test to see if not to call those games flukes, the games against the wins against Philadelphia and Montreal. I thought Philadelphia were flat out awful, and that's a good team. But credit to Atlanta United. Montreal, I agree. I think they had their chances. But if they can get 3 wins in a row or at least a point out of this and have 3 straight games where they don't lose, that's a nice streak for Atlanta United. It's a nice streak. They've got to get into that fourth spot. You know, it's summer, and we're about to get into the League's Cup, and the league is going to, MLS is going to stop playing for a month. But that's the goal for Atlanta United. They have to host a playoff game. I think they'll be really dangerous if they can do that. And these are the kind of games you've got to win, or at least play well and get something out of them.
Felipe Cardenas, he covers soccer for The Athletic. TheAthletic.com is where you can check out all of his work. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Felipe Carr. Felipe, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks, my friend. And listen, we will certainly chat again here with you soon.
Of course. And again, surprise, no questions about Messi. No questions about Leo Messi. But, yeah, he has arrived, John. He has arrived.
Yes, I saw the billboards and everything. So they didn't do that to me when I arrived in Atlanta, but I guess I'm just a little bit less famous. So anyway, thank you, Felipe.
I hear you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.